Don Quixote is a book many people consider to be the first novel written in the Western world. Its author, Miguel Cervantes, died four centuries ago. In fact, 2016 is the 400th anniversary of his death, but his works live on. This weekend, Philadelphia Renaissance Music Ensemble Pífaro will perform two concerts representing the musical world of Don Quixote, and Pífaro's Grant Herrera joins us in the studio. Thanks for being here.
My great pleasure. Thank you.
Also joining us is Princeton professor Marina Brownlee. She's organizing and moderating a related symposium at the University of Pennsylvania on Saturday. Professor Brownlee, thanks for being here.
Thank you. My pleasure.
So 400 years, it's a long time. Why are we still talking about Don Quixote after all this time?
Well, there are a lot of reasons why people are still obsessed by the Quixote. I mean, throughout the ages, famous authors have written about it. Famous artists have dealt with it, musicians. It's also fascinating in terms of madness, which appeals to all kinds of people in a lot of ways. Freud was captivated by the book in terms of the transition from mania to depression. It was a time Cervantes and his cohort were for the first time looking at madness seriously. That is to say, prior ages had thought that, okay, people are mad, you deal with them, you box them away, and they're not human. And they realized, in fact, artists and authors went and studied mental institutions because they realized that there is a lot of humanity in terms of the way people react, in terms of human subjectivity and all of that. Faulkner said that he would read the Quixote once a year the way many people would read the Bible. And Malraux said that people who had been in concentration camps and in prisons should have this as required reading. So it continues to this day to be something that is really captivating.
So it's not just a question of it's the first time somebody wrote a book-length piece of fiction in the Western world, but also that the themes resonate and continue on to today. So it's a good piece of fiction.
Absolutely, and in so many ways.
And in terms of music, Cervantes fills his book with episodes of shepherds singing in the hills, of sort of courtly music making, of elegant masks and dance. It just abounds with music, and that's what we're exploring in the concert part of the festival.
Right, and I wanted to talk to you about that. We're talking about a festival here, we're talking about a book, but we're talking about music. What's the relationship between those when you're reading a piece of literature? How do you get this sense of the music of it and then perform it?
Well, that's maybe the main reason why we're doing this, the musical part, is because when you are reading the book and you come across these musical examples, musical scenes, it's hard to imagine what the music sounded like. And so what we are trying to do is give the audience a real auditory sort of tour of the novel and really fill the cathedral space with the sounds that Cervantes put into this book.
And so, I mean, the time period we're talking about here is the early 17th century. And when people sort of think about music that's hundreds of years old, they're often thinking big orchestra movements, and a lot of that actually came later. But what is an ensemble like yours? What kind of instruments do you perform? What's the music like?
Right. We specialize in music from 400 years ago. So we're not talking about orchestras. We're talking about the really soft sounds of the plucked lute and vihuela, an early kind of guitar. This is the time when the guitar itself, in the early 17th century, was becoming an important instrument. And you'll hear some strumming guitar music that sounds a little bit like the roots of flamenco music. You'll hear various percussion instruments from North Africa, so bringing in the Moorish influence in Spain. And, of course, the courtly shawms and sackbuts, the early double reeds and early trombones and early bassoons that were the sort of mainstay of the courtly musical and chapel musical establishments of the time.
So, you know, here we are again talking about a work whose legacy has lived on for hundreds of years as people have been influenced by it, have shaped the way that a lot of literature and music and other things have really evolved in all this time. Looking ahead 400 years, do you think we're still going to be talking about Don Quixote, or are we going to be talking about something entirely different at that point?
I think Don Quixote is going to still be a hot topic. And that is because there's something about the character, something about the other characters, the way the book is put together. It's about human subjectivity. It's about sex and gender, race, ethnicity, nationhood, madness, you name it. These are things that are always going to be issues for societies. And I think that's why whether or not you're interested in the neo-Aristotelian controversy of 16th century literary academies, maybe not so much, but these issues have always gripped readers and auditors, and they're going to continue to do so.
Marina Brownlee is professor of Spanish and Portuguese languages and cultures at Princeton University, and Grant Herod is a member of the Renaissance music group Piffero and project director of the musical world of Don Quixote. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great pleasure.
This disclosure, Piffero supports WHYY. You can find more information about all of this weekend's events at our website, newsworks.org.